Listeners, if you're just joining, today we're doing a call-in show about three local option measures that are on this year's ballot, two for alcohol and one for marijuana. Earlier on the show, we had Jed Smith from the state's Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office explain what those measures meant. And continuing on, we're talking to callers about what they think about these local option measures. With us next, we have Cesare Machinsky of Bethel.
Yeah, good afternoon. And
good afternoon.
I have been in here for 40 years, and I've been plenty meeting recently about alcohol and alcohol task forces, and I see these locals, olders and those people who have been against the alcohol, lots of loud talk, and but 30, 40 years ago, they quit drinking. 30, 40 years ago, there was, I don't use anybody names, but I own been witnesses, and plenty, the neighbors been witnesses, the wife been beat up, the black guy. They landed in jail for drunk driving. They landed, there was no liquor store that day, 40 years ago. They lose the jobs, they stay in the jail. Why they, and they quit on their own. This is good question. Why you not teach your own people how you quit it? Give them help with it. You know, I'm right now, if they go for local option, I'd be forced to order bigger amount liquor. You know, you can't order one or two because it costs too much. It's better buy from bootleggers. What was before, bootleggers and felony, and nobody was charged. The bootlegging been booming. Too much effort by the law and spend money to get somebody bootlegging. And now we're coming to the point where I order all a bunch of alcohol and I have to hide it in my house because that alcohol is exposed for teenagers, for visitors. So I have to hide it. They go on it. Why I have to hide it? For the people who is not responsible for their own action. How long we have to changing the diapers for those who are violating the law? That is the law. This best way, there was put with them, make it prohibition. But do the ICMIC prohibition, all the things what the causes. There was one place when I've been visiting, one lady been, people refused to give her alcohol. Next thing what we know, she was high with something she drank, all my mouthwash. Okay, can I be that responsible? It's another thing. All those people will speak up against the liquor store, the blaming, because liquor store pouring alcohol to the all dead people mouth. But one of them that is on the record, on the ABC board meeting in a culture center, he stand up and say, I don't use his name, but maybe eventually I will. He stand up and he said, I see in my own eye, my cousin purchased two cases R&R, bring to pilot station, and everybody get drunk. What he do? Why he not call to the VPSO? Why he no call to airlines? Why he no call to the? Because they is his cousin. Every leader, every corporation in village. I have relatives in village. Everybody know who was bootlegging that time when there was no liquor store. Nobody told anybody because it's their people, and we in Bethel have to nursing their people in the village with the bootlegging. You open your own liquor store. You don't have to driving boat to the battle and get challenged with the risk to the ground. You build your beautiful sleep-off center. You hire 5-6 VPSO, and you control on your own. Not ask us battle people to nursing you, to changing the dirty diapers. What I be say. So this that's why I supporting those, whatever it be. I was witnessing that what was dry. My friend girlfriend, my friend, bring me 4 bottles of vodka. And there was, that lady was desperate, so bad she drinking. I was supposed to pick her up next day in morning. She drink 2 bottles and she die overnight. Because desperate, because there's nowhere else to get it. And I have proof, you know, you can't, if you separate, you're putting the jeopardy those would they respect the law, would they enjoy the life, for fuel, right in the front of my shop in here, there is 20 people, 25 people, same faces, every day, law enforcement, no doing nothing to get those guys away. Created the law to not allow to be intoxicated in the public. And we have no problem with that. That is, you know, I'm really sick to see those people who don't control themselves and overdo, but nobody putting the alcohol to their mouth. Teach them, respect them, give them place, wash up and stuff. Not you just blame something somebody else would not deserve. Regular working hard man would they go and buy 6-pack beer. He have to now buy 5 cases beer, and somebody else, neighbors or his kids, go and get it and drink it. They expose them to the alcohol. Last year, full-time, 6 days, 6 dead by the river. Liquor store having wine and beer. And every each dead of the on the river being connected directly to hard liquor. So what they make it different? You have beer and wine. There were 6 deaths, less fall time. It's simple. So this, can we have to tie up everybody's hands because few people not respect the law and common sense? I'm voting no. That is a choice. That's your choice. And everybody would have common sense, vote no, not be nursing and changing the door, the diapers. Thank you.
Auguma, Alachtra, Taring Sia, Taring Stigatluga, Katakam, Sisumani, 40 years, Chipsuku, Makumingus Huni Lunia, Waikan Hatuka, Manasu, Tangakotoi. Dunne kuma yuitshane nasunrit niluku tamana umiok niluku chali pichukulagas khat makut yumta tangakun mahun tamana puhlukuppe mahkun mahun su akalret hun pichukulagalret tamana chali akhtukulukuppe uka maishu kanani Kit mukhni kananis nami we tatomi six anik sitang was nasun ritni luni biun risachnik kanani snami my sikha khatnkan khtukka kaisun litna katachta makut kaisun Sochluting a muskata toy a pitaskilu cookie boo shooting Kasakabayulin 6-pack am clupy looting picuninga atahon ruchi cooktotten a hushu tanganic magunic kaki boots hit away shoe. Makutwani RNR and Kpitu Kaita 2 cases Tkishuku Kibut Sham Ksinas Tangavas Huni Luni Kingun Raminunsu Ayakiluni Tunak Sukitao Kutta Tangik Fkari Luni Kingun Ramkhni Kaisun Kuk Makutta Huankuta Kitu Kane Katachta Quatin kapikumta, nasuf knaki, totten pilrit, kayagarut kluki makunun, trustnun tunluki. Kanchtarvim, anuchimichtarutinunna, pikumtki ka utu makan ringaitut. Chalisu, бичүхлагэлри жаллаагиуллутэн макутлумикэллугут аа тангхт клүки тангбахт клүки пиллерит утуумакааниннеруяарлиутлуккеккаа аллоорлута маттукумта жали акуна илли илли пеқарлхаа аам канаани патишапамини илли аа таанг таанг аутэн хаагами ир и лахнилуки чинхуқ иллин аа нэммини накмини нэммини мхкани ир и раки дойхуқха аам макут мхралрита аллоорлутин писчигалаата аа тгу тгу лаорлутин иллу билаанга таттоот наоқ.
Great, and we're going to be moving on to our next caller, Willie Keppel from Bethel. Hi, Willie. How are you today? Hi, Willie. Are you there?
Yeah, good afternoon to you guys, too. It's kind of interesting. Well, I have over 30-odd years out here, 27 in Bethel. I live next door to Swanson's store there for maybe 15, 18, I don't even know how many years. So I was pretty familiar with same people being there at 10 o'clock in the morning when you want to get cigarettes at Swanson's. You'd have the same crowd of drunks there continuously. And you get to know all these people, and I go, how come you're still in town? I thought you were going to go home. Well, it comes out with way too many of them, well, I've been banished. After they finally get to know you well enough, the truth finally comes out, because it's a stigma to say, I've been banished from my village. It's a stigma. There's no court records on it that the state can track. So you really don't know how many people have been kicked out. So the end result is village kicks somebody out. They end up in Bethel. They end up in Anchorage. The hub cities, because there's places where they know they can go to a dryout center or a sleepover or Beans Cafe. And that's how the village deals with its problem. It illegally kicks people out. This is America, and there is rights. There's no reservations on the YK Delta. So the problem you run into is we have no idea what the homeless community really consists of, but I can tell you after living there and watching this show, especially after the sleep-off center got put up, there's people that would wander over there right across from Caribou Traders, and this is before Caribou Traders was selling booze any more than 30 days a year, required to stay legal by law. But sunny days, they could go sit at the park bench over there. They knew when they passed out that the local police would be down there, community service, whatever it is, and they would be picked up. They would be taken to a place, no mosquitoes, no bugs, no cold, no rain. And they have a place to sleep it off, get up and go the next morning, because they have no other place to go. They have no money. They're kicked out with no money. And the problem that Bethel, I think, has mostly with alcohol is the villages themselves. The villages, I put the blame on every time someone drowns out there from a village, every time someone falls through a hole in the ice when search and rescue is telling everybody, stay off the rivers. Do not go on the rivers. Somebody's going to make that run because they want to drink and nothing's going to stop them. Well, the problem is if the villages themselves, especially the villages in close, would just say, all right, we're going to do like Fort Yukon and we're going to sell beer and wine. And that's how we're going to start this process. Then those people don't have to be traveling and don't have to be putting people at risk, not just themselves, but the searchers that ultimately end up out there on thin ice trying to drag through the ice. They could sit at their own house, drink their own beer, and learn how to deal with life instead of all ending up being a problem in Bethel. It's the village councils that contribute more to death than about anybody I can think of, and that's after 30 years of looking hard at this situation. I put the blame for the deaths on the seawall. I had a friend that died there this year, too. And I go, look, you had all these problems over here at AC. You got all the hanger-oners that are standing there because they know somebody's going to show up that has a red stripe on their ID. They're going to need someone to buy for them. I can go through the door. I can get a jug out of the deal or whatever kind of arrangements they make and buy for red stripers. They knew this was going to happen at Caribou. So why, like 30 years ago, there was a fence that ran right alongside of the road. You didn't have access to the river there. From Cesare's all the way down to AVCP was fenced in. Now, why didn't the city council, and most especially B&C, seeing how they own the liquor license and they are selling the liquor, why didn't they put just go ahead, kick out the 15 grand and put a chain link fence up and keep people away from the river right there? You know, it doesn't make sense sometimes. And you look at this university study, they take in the whole Delta. They take in the lower Yukon. They take in the upper river portion up there. Well, wait a minute. Emo went damp. You can order what you want over there. That's a whole lot closer for a whole lot of villages on that end. You can order all the booze you want into Antioch. That's a local option. That's the top end. And then you get places like all the way down here where I'm at in Quinhock. You don't see jugs down here. Everybody is broke. Everybody here knows there's no money in the villages because there's no summer fishing. Everybody is broke. But what you have in all these other villages that aren't just a hop, skip, and a jump from Bethel that are getting added into your statistics is all the homebrew. I could walk down the street right here in this town and show you a dozen houses that odds are there's a 5-gallon bucket brewing. That's the problems you have in the villages, but the troopers don't differentiate in what kind of alcohol got this person into trouble. And I tried to get the troopers to do that for years, to put it, post it right into the trooper report. Homebrew. No, R&R. But they wouldn't do it because AVCP got mad at them. No, we can't have that. It's just a whole lot easier to blame Bethel because we can get millions of dollars to go combat this problem. Don't be saying it was brewed out there. Just make it Bethel's problem. I feel bad for people that go through all the headaches and heartaches, but, you know, somewhere along the line, you can't expect everybody else to be your babysitter. And that's what this proposition is looking to do. You're going to make the bootleggers rich, period. They're already getting rich because the liquor store don't open till what, noon? Hey, them hard drinkers, they're already finding bottles from bootleggers right there in Bethel. I don't think it slowed the bootlegging down very doggone much myself. All your red stripers, Kathy says they sell to anybody. No, they don't sell to anybody at that liquor store. You got a red stripe, that's bootlegging time, you know? The liquor stores are trying to do business, and the other one that everybody in Bethel should really think about, 1.7 for your swimming pool last year. That's a million. It's more this year. I think it's about 1.9. Where's that money going to come from if you eliminate the tax base? Or are you going to say, 96% of Bethel is responsible drinkers, and they're paying the taxes to keep your swimming pool open, but all of a sudden, we're going to eliminate the tax base. And we're going to have to make cuts. The city council's going to have to make cuts. What are they going to cut? The water sewer rate goes up every year. They're going to have to cut the pool. So 96% of people that want to use the pool that are responsible are going to lose something that's actually a plus for the community. So I'd say get the villages to change the way they think, because all these statistics they brought in, they didn't even take into consideration free flow of booze to Antioch, free flow to Emo, and all those areas. They just lumped everything together. And what they didn't do was break out how many people going to the sleep-offs are actually repeat offenders and how many times a month. Well, why don't they tell us that, too? So I'd say vote no. We're moving ahead out here. We need an economic basis of some sort, and to sustain all of the luxury items that Bethel has voted in. And alcohol is one of the ways to pay for it. So I guess that's pretty much what I got.
Thank you, Willie.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, Willie, awai kalaktuka illi aktukluku takluku peku matum tangam khatak saga tkilukulu tamana kalaktuka kaisun matum nunamta mamtrisham tax sakun ikayu masha makutwani chalilrit mani akhtu makkauniluki manatangi wik umkan kaisun su makut nuna chorata utu makhtka tahtata pichukulagalhit mahuntanga kun saitukka nuna mkhni nuna chora mkhni maku nek utun ngabihtun na maku nek kasakabayuli nek ka wainan nek su ikikchilu ting piku neng tammahun hukka pichok lagas khatma ni makkun kwasa agnari luku su chikuk pikan na tammahun Tuntunni akhlutung piku ng tama na makut search and rescue tukatoy akhtukuluki kanghilunipiw ka ungu ating khatoy risk akhluku makunun kaya gakata ayalas khatama na pilukupiw ka chakmani isi kuin khamun upashunilun imay ashakuk malukh nilukk tawam 30 years chipluku manimam trilkhni wi tatulkhuni luni tang tulkhuni luki summakutta makhalreta chimi yutni luki toy uta kaluteng kanani kikhlakhkan kuing ikkan kiputeng naqluteng jalilu makutkhani rettan ka mingu khalreta itmkhni tangan kiput chigana tung chali tamana kanakhluku pilhuqa makutkhani uta qalliga galutung totn pilikinka kiput chigana tung pilranka ika yukhluki mkhkam kaqwaluki allaitlu totn unangiyungaltung pilukuppiuq makutkhuq mani sakhlutung mam trilkhni khwal ankritsamillu amani pillerit nunat jornik anchimallagaagut utkhchchiganaatngattam kinguunermkhnun allin khuqqa play makhai dog alli qanqhtuq manna arin qaallugun nunat jornun tutchitniluku dog yukunik anchilallhat pitkluku utkhchchigaliluki antaqaitchtin akkiuttaunatin neqkaunatin akklukkaunatin anchimatuniluki maavatluttoi mam trilkhnun tutchamang maaniwitalutin khalluqa ankritsami utkhchchiganatin kinguunermkhnun alliikhuqvautartiquq nouaarluku khwanichichukhlikhchitami pikata toikhukhwa maakhun taksakun ikayukhchikhamiki kiputlkhitlu
Thanks, Sam. Your memory is really impressive. Listeners, if you want to join the conversation, our 800 number is open, 800-995-8954.
Yeah, when you could just kayak 800 number, 1-800-995-8954. Let me give a chance for Julia to read through the verbiage of in Yuchtun.
Okay.
All right. Julia. Yeah.
Yeah, Juani Chuchuklechutni Chuklik Apunuitalre. Mam trilr mi gadiw niw'r lidhw lw clabs yn nag un chgwt mwchlwgw. Dwi'n neg o mall gada angad. Gyng yn rhywbeg ni gael ei gachdal i gynnu dwi'n neg sŵw ngach gawr lwgw. Dwi'n llw alla jali abiwn. Lw clabs yn nag diw niw'r o magan. Wna preposition tuag. Lw clabs yn nag diw niw'r o magan. Mam drilr mi ga illawd yn rilgil i tŵ clasi ffelenig ach da gan gwrtf gynagw bin ach gwdliw na gwrt stain nhw'n eles gamal ach gwdyn da angan gdi gyr yn llwallw dwi'n ni lwni allcha gwn gsel ngwr nhw'n 21 nanag. Dwy llw bi'n aiod, preposition 3 ag, Mam drilr mi gadiw niw'r lidhw lw clabs yn nag un chgwt mwchlw gwdwneg o malchga, deidi malchga, llwdwneg gawlwgw, gwyng i'ch llwg allad llw gwyng i'ch llwg ymg awlygd. Jali llw un chgwt mwchlw gwyng i'ch llwg ymg jali yw i'ch danglchgag, ila clwg i'w gwt gali gachdad gwyng i'ch llwg ymg jalelygd. E, gwyng i'ch llwg yn gdwnedwli, ila clwgw, Gibus y fig damach gan gadon i dwi'n nerfig mi adwch i yw'ch ngalwg o challw adwch ach gawf gyna gwbilra. Bi gwyng i'ch llwch mgnawd dirfig. Si gwyng i'ch llwch gan gbil iwig. Di gwyng i'ch llwch yn ifrir iwig. Zali tŵtw clych tŵt niw gwyd nallgi gwydaid a biwt wydal wni. Do i gach wallwch.
Yeah. Votakatalu mumichit mumichilrit toni witakautit.